Opponents of same-sex marriage feel David Cameron has forgotten what marriage means. So protesters got a young man and woman in full wedding finery to pose on a box outside Parliament as a reminder before the start of the Lords' debate. Inside, a trip with Alice into Looking Glass Land made the same point.
When I use a word, Humpty Dumpty said in rather a scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean.
Lord Deer, the independent peer who's trying to kill off the same-sex marriage bill.
As Humpty Dumpty might have said, there's a nice knockdown argument for you. Marriage means just what I choose it to mean.
Lord Deer feared a backlash against gay people and less tolerance, not more. Well, Lord Black, a Conservative peer who's chief of the Telegraph Media Group, felt that was rather missing the point, but he started on a personal note.
I am gay. I am in a civil partnership with somebody with whom I have been together for nearly a quarter of a century. I love him very much, and nothing would give me greater pride than to marry him.
And Lord Black couldn't quite understand why some peers had a problem with that.
I really am exactly the same as you, except that I happen to love a man. Why should I be barred from taking part in a special institution that all of the rest of you can enjoy?
But for a Conservative, Lady Knight, the meaning of marriage was quite clear.
Of course, homosexuals are often very delightful people, very, very artistic, and they're very loving people too. No one doubts that for one single moment. But marriage is not about just love. It's about a man and a woman themselves created to produce children, producing children.
More than 90 peers want to speak in the debate, so it's carrying on later today with the key vote at the end of that. Finally, gay or straight, it can, of course, be hard to find the one.
Perhaps I should declare from the outset that I am not married. I think that as long as George Clooney is still available, I am prepared to wait.
And that was the government spokeswoman, Lady Stowell, looking for love.